when you are working toward increasing power in a healthy way, then everything must adjust itself differently. And one of the things that must adjust itself is the idea that you can do everything perfectly, that there will be no bumps in the road, that you will always know exactly how to move. If that is your expectation, then you will not move. And that is sometimes, what you say, a bitter pill for people to swallow, because their lives have been built around the idea of everything doing exactly what it should, and no side trips and no blips, but just a straight road up the mountain with no departures. That, however, is not how power is built. And the reason for that is that power is a layered condition. And in that layering, you must balance each layer out with yourself, with your own healing, with your own learning, with the information that is given to you about the world, about how spirit works in the world. All of these things are the things that help you balance the layers, so that when you have built power in a good way, your body then can hold power. If there is such a drive to build power in the perfect way, and of course this very important challenge in your own time, which you do not get to do, but if there is such a drive for that, even if you have created power, you are not going to be able to hold it, because there is not a framework, not levels that have been balanced with you all of the way up. So when something is taking longer than you want it to, and we believe you all understand that many of the worthwhile things in life are like that, they are taking longer than you want them to take. Remember that this time can be used to balance yourself with the place you are as you are building. Now, even that balancing is not a thing that we do perfectly, but it is nonetheless an important thing to do. So when you are building and you come to a level and it is not doing exactly what you want it to in that moment, you want to practice not going to despair, but rather going to a more open place that allows you to step back and watch how it is all forming up. And when you see it formed up, then you can step into it, and then you can begin to work on the next layer of it. We are not giving you perfect words for this, because it must be felt in your own life. But when you are in despair, you are pulling energy out of what you want to build. Certainly, we are not saying be in denial of what you feel or your emotions, but we are saying do not make what you feel a larger truth than what you are creating. And this is the way that you maintain the structure of power in what you are creating in your own life. It is a good thing to know, and a good thing to hold on to. So, if you would begin to breathe deeply and easily. Feel the clearing energy from the earth, like water coming up into your body, releasing the root, so it is able to reform in a powerful way. Feel the cleansing energy come to the second center and displace the judgment and the shame with its own natural purification. Feel the flowing of that energy upward into the solar plexus, displacing emotions that need to be moved along and encouraging your willingness to let them do that. Feel the cleansing energy from the earth in your heart. And feel that lovely cleansing energy covering the heart center, washing away old pain and fear, making clear to you what you love and how you wish to move forward in the creation of it. Feel the cleansing energy from the earth come up and into your throat. And let that cleansing energy clear from your communication center questions which are being asked in the wrong time, knowing that a right time will be present for those questions, but not pressing them into your body before it is time. Feel the cleansing energy from the earth come up through your body and into the third eye. Now feel the third eye become bright and alive, connected, very much your own, making you able to intuit all that you need to know. Feel the crown open. And feel the cleansing energy come up and open like a waterfall, making the crown wider and able to receive more of what is for you. And feel the energy of your being move up through the body and out to the crown, like a beautiful light. Move into the night sky, into the beauty of the universe, into a place beyond time, into a place where the light is eternal and the love is never ending. And see the path in the sky that opens to you and allow you to move on that path higher than you have before. To a place of great light which opens its gates and draws you in. And look at this beautiful place and see where you are drawn. And find that in this place you meet your teacher, who opens all of the energy to you and for you, and be with the teacher. See that the teacher has a gift for you. Receive the teacher's blessing. Thank the teacher for the time here and the gift. And feel a gentle rain falling where you are. And let that rain refresh every part of your energy, your body's energy, your field's energy. Let yourself become full of spirit. And come to the path and to the gates again, which open for you. And walk down the path through the night sky, coming back to this room again. And as a service, find gifts for those who sit here with you. When you found your gifts, begin to breathe into the center of your body to balance and to ground. When you've grounded in your body, open your eyes.